Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, good morning, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket.
You're in a can, bruh.
I'm in a can, bruh.
Sounds like you're talking in a can.
I don't know what that means, man. I'm just doing what I do.
I got you.
Maybe I'm a Skype mic on you. I don't know. How's it sounding now? Any better?
No, but that's okay.
You sound good to me.
Yeah, you sound good to me. You got that? You got that headphone issue? You got them old cans?
No, I can't hear you.
I don't know. Stunt Steve is here this morning. Marcos is on vacation. He's going to the Grand Canyon, one of the world wonders. Which is I don't know. Grand Canyon? Would you go? Have you been there?
No, look at me.
What? What does that mean?
God, look like me. Thank you, Steven. This guy has.
Are you claiming black people don't go to the Grand Canyon? I don't know. It's not like a dangerous adventure. Normally, you're like, black people don't go in the ocean. We don't go on adventures where there could be animals or things like that. Like, you normally keep it in that realm. Like, the Grand Canyon, you're just going and looking at a rock. What?
Exactly.
Have you seen 127 Hours?
I have not.
Where Franco had to cut off his arm to survive. Well, first of all, this is why black folks and white folks like totally different things. And I'm going to just put it out there. You guys are too damn adventurous. That's why white folks always smashing their head trying to do wrestling, right? Like, if black folks gonna do that in the backyard, it's gonna be for real. Backyard brawlers, stuff like that. We're not doing WWE jumping off our roof into an imaginary ring that we just made, okay? But here's the other thing. Now I'm just speaking from my own experience of being black for 53 years, okay? But there ain't no way in hell I'm gonna climb on a mountain on a cliff to the point where I gotta unfold the bed and take a nap on the side of the mountain. Because that's what folks do that go mountain climbing.
I don't think you mountain climb at the Grand Canyon, though. I think you just look. Like, I think you're thinking,
even more irritating,
you're thinking
just
of like,
look.
It's not like Everest. Like, you're not going and going and checking it out and going and scaling the Grand Canyon. I think you go to the Grand Canyon to look at the Grand Canyon.
Here would be my experience at Grand Canyon. Ooh, Dad, we almost to the Grand Canyon. That's great. Oh, yeah, glad I could go on this trip with you. Family trip. Oh, yeah. We're here.
Yeah.
That's it.
There's some beauty in nature, though. I mean, like, it's to, like when really? I went this summer, I went to the Central Florida Springs. Like, it's a natural beauty. Like, you take it in. Now, granted, I mean, there's a natural lazy river, so there's a big payoff. But, I mean, it's also part of the beauty of just seeing the springs, you know? Like, not everything has to be all bells and whistles.
Dude, here's a few things that I could pretty much guarantee that my boy Harold, if he give me a call and say, what you got planned on? I say, I ain't got nothing. What you got? He ain't going to say snorkeling. He ain't going to say dog, we gonna get in our car and drive out to the Grand Canyon. I ain't never seen it before. Nope. Right? He ain't gonna talk about swim with some fish.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It just like maybe I don't know. I can't explain it. When I went to Canada, I got caught up in the woods. Right?
A guy texts in, and I have no way of proving this, but he says, Leroy, I'm black, and I really enjoyed it. You have to see it to appreciate it. You're missing wonders, dude. You're missing wonders of the world.
Man, I ain't missing nothing.
You're missing wonders of the world, dude.
I have really enjoyed my life. I don't feel like I miss nothing. Every time I want to go somewhere, some stuff happened. So I'm good. Yeah, you know.
Is there
what?
A thing in nature that
I
you have
live in everybody else's vacation spot? I'm good with that.
So you have never gone and seen anything in nature that you were just taken aback by, like, oh, this is beautiful.
Yeah.
Like what?
When I was in Hawaii, not taking a trip. Right. I was there for reasons.
You were there for the Pro Bowl. You don't have to.
A wedding. I saw the giant waves, and TV doesn't do it justice, dude. I don't know how people decide. Here you go. Here's another one. People decide to get on a stick and go out there and ride them waves, right? Like let's just put it in context, right? You swim out with the sharks, looking like a fish. Right? So you survive getting out there. Then your ride in is riding on a giant wave? I don't see it. Right? But there's people that find football crazy.
Oh, yeah. Plenty of people find football crazy. I mean,
But all colors participate. When the last time you seen a black champion surfer?
I think actually there is like a black champion surfer. I feel like that was in Ballers. I feel like he guest starred in it. I think that was a thing.
The Rock was also an agent in that show.
That's right. And he found the Las Vegas Raiders, who the Dolphins are playing this week. Let's get the headlines.
This is The Ticket. WAXY South Miami. WSFS HD2 Miramar. With Tobin and Leroy. The Zaslow Show. And Hawk and Crowder.
And the headlines are brought to you by the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores. Truly steps beyond convenient. The big news yesterday, Tua Tagovailoa. He is going to be out this week. We learned that he had fractured ribs. The Dolphins did further tests. And that was the result of them. So he is going to be out this week. Here is Brian Flores yesterday revealing that to the media.
All right. So, I just kind of open with Tua. So, you know, I said on Monday that we're going to run some more tests. We ran those tests. Tua is, he'll be out this week. He has fractured ribs. So obviously he's in a lot of pain. So he'll be out this week. Jacoby will start. And we're just going to take it week to week, really, you know, let's call it day to day and week to week. But he'll be out this week. Just kind of want to, you know, put that out there right now. Look, he this is a tough kid. He wants to play. He's actually trying to play. And we're just going to, you know, save him from himself a little bit on this and, you know, hold him out this week and then take it week to week from there.
That's funny. I like that dude. You know why?
Is there much you can do? Is it just time?
I mean, I'm no doctor, so I don't want to, you know, speak out of turn here when it comes to, you know, an injury like, you know, or any injury. But rest always helps. And, you know, we'll just take it one day at a time. But, you know, right now, you know, we know that he'll be out this week.
You anticipate him being placed on IR?
Again, we'll take it day to day. You know, like I said, he wants to play. And I think he would try to play, but we just got to see how, you know, how he responds over the next, you know, days. So, you know, that's not something that we're really thinking about right now. But, you know, we got to see how this trends over the course of the week.
There you go. News yesterday. That's how he got kicked off the presser yesterday.
You know what's amazing? You think any of those people that said, "Oh, Ryan Tannehill would have came back with some bruised ribs"?
You mean Omar Kelly?
Yeah. Like, what did I keep telling you? I say, man, Like, just because they say they ain't broken, that don't mean nothing. I keep telling y'all the story of what happened to me. Right? They didn't even x-ray.
It was the first. Yeah, it was the first thing, because I actually, they're like, what about the x-rays? I'm like, oh, I mean, like, that's why they did further tests, because clearly the guy didn't feel good immediately as it happened. Right. So I don't. You know, people were already skeptical. I already, like, the first pushback, oh, skeptical. Why? What about the x-rays, bruh?
They don't, but that's, you know what? All you need to do to find out the ignorance in people is let them talk. Right? Like, the fact that every injury that occurs, they check the level of pain. The Tua could barely move, okay? So bruised rib just doesn't fit.
Right.
So you get an MRI, you get a bone scan, you get all these things, and then you go from there.
And also says he wants to play, by the way. That's what the coach said.
It's terrible.
Says that he still wants to go out there and play. Yeah, man. I don't know. I mean, I hope this is something that he can heal from. I don't know how long it's going to take for him.
Here's what happens when you have cracked or broken ribs.
Yep.
What ends up happening is that wherever there's a crack or a break, if it's a break, then you have to wait for the I want to say calcium, but it's not to heal the bone, and you have to wait till that sets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it's not like it's a 5 or 6 week process. It's really not. It's amazing that your bones can heal like that, right? And then it's just a matter of, you know, getting back up to speed. But it doesn't mean that area, if the healing process isn't strong enough, can't break again.
Right.
So you kind of have to be careful. Now, with a crack, that means the bone is still attached. It's just a crack. So that might take, but it's very, very painful. And I never, especially with ribs, when you don't know which ribs it is, you don't know, you know, how many ribs. He said ribs.
Yeah, he said ribs.
He didn't say half or a full rack.
He didn't, not just one. Right? Not just one.
Then Here's what other things that stupid people do. They start trying to figure out, well, so-and-so had the same injury, so he should be out X amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work like that with those injuries, man. It just doesn't, because there's really no way to compare the two other than the definition of what is wrong.
Yeah, it's a rough one. It sucks. I mean, I feel like it's just a huge buzzkill on the season, because – look, you can, I don't know, you're in his camp, you're not in his camp, whatever. I mean, the guy's had 10 games in his Dolphins career so far, which they've done, you know, more winning than losing. And for me, he's the most exciting part about watching Sundays. Like, the most interesting thing I'm turning in for is to watch Tua Tagovailoa play football, and I'm not going to get to see that this weekend. I'm going to see Jacoby Brissett. And all respect, I'm not that interested in watching Jacoby Brissett play football. I'm not.
We don't have Jacoby Brissett time.
No, it's not our Jacoby.
We don't have tank for Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, it's cool story for him. He's a West Palm kid, and he gets to play for the Dolphins. You know, they're gonna try and, you know, make that. Even though yesterday he said I didn't even like football growing up, or I wasn't a football fan growing up. So he does. You know, there's no like real sentimental value for him. I mean, it'd be cool, I think, if it was home and his family could come watch him play. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's just, to me, it's a big buzzkill. Now, you know, hopefully they can go out there. They still need to get some wins, because, you know, this is going to be, I think, a very competitive division, especially, you know, you got basically the top three teams now tied at 1-1. You don't want to fall too far behind. But again, like Leroy said, I mean, who knows how long this is going to take? And do you really feel better with Jacoby Brissett on a court?
Nope.
Like, I've seen this. Some people are like, oh, Jacoby was, you know, he was doing things. First of all, you don't think that like Buffalo is gonna differentiate some things when they get off to a 14-0 lead and knock the quarterback out? Like they're just gonna continue to go for the kill on them? Like it doesn't work like that. And also, you put up 0 points this past weekend. Like I keep saying, oh, I mean, he moved the football so much better than Tua. Tua got 7 throws.
Right. And 5 of those were met with vicious hits.
Right. It's weird. It's just it's a strange thing how people are like, looked a lot better with Jacoby. Oh, you mean the guy who got the full game as opposed to 2.5 drives?
I would say this also is that the one thing that here's what's gonna happen. I'm gonna tell you now. Okay. The Dolphins have been pretty good with just winning games, right? Last year, they just won games. Now, we went back and forth and nitpicked on who did what or look at what Tua did. They had to replace him with Ryan Fitzpatrick. But they did what they had to do to win games. The same thing's going to happen now, right? They're going to find a way to maximize what everybody can do and try to go out and win a football game. Okay, what's going to happen is say if Tua's out 3 weeks and they go 3-0, we're not going to critique Jacoby Brissett like we did Tua, who went 6-3.
Yeah, because nobody cares. Right?
We're going to say, see, we don't need Jacoby. And I'm like, hold on, dude. Let's keep it real about Jacoby Brissett, right? He has the worst QBR of any quarterback that started the amount of times that he has in the league.
Yeah, I saw that. Okay. I saw those numbers yesterday. They were not flattering.
Right. So, and I'm not saying, look, I give every athlete, I love when athletes get an opportunity to either turn it around or fix some things that have plagued their career. So Jacoby Brissett will be better. He'll be better because he has more around him. He'll be better because he has a better defense. He'll be put in better situations. That's just the reality of the circumstance in which he's going into a game to play. But if Jacoby Brissett was better, Tua wouldn't be the starting quarterback. So let's not kind of, you know,
if Jacoby Brissett was better, the Colts wouldn't have won and gotten Phillip Rivers, who was a shell of himself. They wouldn't have Carson Wentz right now. Like, Jacoby Brissett is what he is. Like, I know it's cool of him, I guess, afterward. He says after the game on Sunday, he's like, I don't see myself as a backup. I see myself as a starter. Well, that's okay. But, 32 teams disagree. That's just that. You can't hear me now at all.
Now I can.
Now I hear Leroy double.
That's because I.
But I sound clean, better.
I got on clean feed to hear you.
Better?
Huh?
Do you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. You're talking in a tomato can.
Now I sound like I'm in a tomato can?
No, you always been.
Oh, I know for this segment. We'll figure some things out. We'll take a break and we'll fiddle with some buttons. Look. Hey, Stunt and Steve, you're rusty with this morning show, man. It's all good. It's all good, dude. Not worried about it. We're not stressing. We'll figure it out.
I just
don't want to get yelled at.
No, you're not going to get yelled at. What do you think I am, Zaslow?
No, but I saw you yelling at the engineers, so, you know.
Well, they deserved it. I mean, that was this is just a little bit of a rough patch for Stolen McRib. I mean, it's all right. You know, don't worry about it. We'll figure it out. We'll take a break and be back after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. How we sounding, Leroy?
Double.
Almost there. How about now?
There we go.
Yeah. All right. You guys can text the show at 786-360-0790. Text on the ticket are driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. You can also find us on Twitch, twitch.tv/790theticket. Be there up until 10. Having lots of fun here today on a Thursday. A texter writes in, Leroy, good morning, guys. Good morning to you. But why is nobody mentioning that both Miami quarterbacks got hurt because of awful line play? Sir, where have you been? We haven't? I mean, maybe not as much De'Aaron King, I guess. You know, he's also been running for his life and had his shoulder crunched like a can. So I guess that's, you know, maybe he's been getting less run than Tua Tagovailoa has. Yesterday, though, Jesse Davis was like, I mean, whoo. I mean, he looked like he was, I mean, so sad walking into that podium. And he's just like, he, you know, somebody asked him about how Tua's doing. He goes, you know, like, how do you feel? And he's like, how do you think I feel? I feel awful. I'm like, whoa. Take it easy, man.
Dude, man. Like, you know, like, it's a tough spot. You don't want to be responsible for another dude getting hurt.
You better, like, you think Jesse Davis tries to make good on it? Like, does he bring Tua some Jell-O? You know, does he bring him an extra pillow?
Tua doesn't care. Tua says, don't bring me no damn Jell-O. Block the guy across from you.
You know, but you do a little bit extra. You know, you try and make him feel better or you make him feel comfortable.
You try to show everybody that you're working your ass off.
Bringing a heating pad or something like that.
Heating pad don't help, though.
How about ice? Ice?
He's at an ice stage.
He's going into the cryo chamber.
I don't know. We didn't have that. All we had was ice bag and hot tub.
But yeah, I mean, listen, we got a game. We got two games this week. Backup quarterbacks for each. Now, I told you yesterday, I don't know how much I'm going to give this UM versus Central Connecticut on Saturday. I really felt like my entire weekend was taken from me last week because of poor football. Like, all the time I spent Saturday watching the Canes poop the bed and going down to the Dolphins game and watching that bleep show in a vacuum, it really felt like my part of my life was taken from me. And as excited as I was for this football season, I don't know how much I'm going to be watching Central Connecticut. I'll watch the Dolphins game. Don't get me wrong. 4 o'clock. I got, you know, I still like my Sundays. I got the NFL ticket. I'm going to watch everything. But, you know, especially making good. I felt like I almost missed week two, and everything was focused on this poop show that went down in Miami Gardens. But the Canes, like, the only thing that's going to get me going is if one of these young QBs comes in and he's like, lighten it up. Like, if Touch Von Down comes out there and he's lighting it up, or if Jake Garcia, who put a little rock and roll emoji, you know what that means, Leroy, on Instagram? It means he's ready to rock and roll. Jake the Snake.
Hold on. First of all,
Minus
it's
one.
It's Central Connecticut.
Yeah.
It's Central Connecticut.
Who was the minus one?
And I'm
for?
Not trying. And you I'm not trying. I'm not trying to, you know, take a dump on their program.
Yep.
Probably have an excellent program. Okay. But just because of the powers that be, pull any quarterback off the roster, they should be able to beat Central Connecticut.
Oh, I agree.
Okay, so
I agree.
What are you going to see any of these other guys?
You don't get to see anything.
That's going to lead you to believe they're going to be good quarterbacks.
You just get to see a little
nothing.
Bit of, you know what you get to see?
Nothing.
A little bit of run. A little bit of run. I get to see him in some live action. You know, I don't even get to see him in a scrimmage. You know, they close that stuff off. So see what Jake the Snake has. You know, see what Touch Von Down has. You know,
dude, I'm never.
That's like, Tyler Van Dyke for you squares.
We've all had some tomato cans, mm-hmm. You know, when your season starts.
Yeah, a little slump buster.
Right? I ain't never had, like no. And every year my season started, it started against two top 25 teams.
Well, the season did start. It started against the number one team in the country. You can't say that.
And then you went unranked, unranked,
yep.
Unranked.
Well, yeah, I know Michigan State being unranked, like that's not a that, when you schedule that 6 years ago, you don't think that's a softie. What? Why are you looking at me like that? Oh, are you just supposed to assume Michigan State's terrible? And they're not terrible. Better than the Canes. Kick their ass.
To be fair, I think when they scheduled that game, they had just made the college football playoff, didn't they?
I feel like, yeah. I remember the Michigan State series. I felt like that was a big deal. Like, they, oh, Michigan State?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
They got, I mean, Michigan State's a respectable program.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not questioning that. Of course they are.
But, yeah.
I have to say that because they might beat the hell out of Michigan, and then I'm going to look stupid.
You saw Kenneth Walker. You were nervous?
So stop. I want to see something out of these young quarterbacks. The reason probably why they're doing it is because anybody could play quarterback.
No, the reason they're doing it is because De'Aaron King's clavicle may be in two pieces.
Man, I got to tell you what. I got to tell you what. I mean, it's amazing that we watched two football games with no offensive line protection.
I know.
Two games. Two teams.
I know.
Two teams. Not one. Two.
The thing that's funny
There's no offensive lineman in South Florida.
And the funny thing about it is that the Canes O-line might be older than the Dolphins.
Yeah. I mean, think about this. The Canes punter is probably older than half of the Dolphins team.
The Canes punter is older than Duncan Robinson.
Yeah.
I think he's older than me.
Yeah. Like, he is... Like and it was funny. They were like, oh, yeah, I remember them saying on the broadcast he could have gone to the pros last year. And he's like, well, I had to get my college degree, mate. In what? You have a degree in life. Go get your money in the NFL.
Already, his doctorate.
He's already – he quit. He owned a business.
Yeah. He owned
a business. He quit his business.
You've already shown you can succeed in life. I think it's time to – I think Lou Edley just likes college too much. He's Van Wilder.
No, he's married and got kids.
I don't think he is married. I know he has a kid. I don't think he is married. I don't know. I don't know. But
and he got that accent, so people just like hearing him. He's cool.
I mean, he's really good. I mean, yeah. Look, it's not like I guess you're in a rush to the NFL. I guess if you can boot, you can boot. Like you're gonna be able to punt into your 30s. But still. I feel like all these Canes that I've seen leave early year after year after year and be like, that seems a bit soon. With Lou Edley, I'm like, this guy needed a year. What does he need to still be here
you
for?
You want him to leave already?
It's not that I want him to leave. I just don't understand. Like, what is he sticking around for? He's really sticking around for an education?
He's already been educated in life.
He was like, they tried like one game for him to kick like an American. He's like, this is stupid. I'm going to kick like an Australian. And then all of a sudden, he's been the best punter in the country for three straight years. What are we doing?
He wants his PhD.
Guy wants to make the next app. What, like, it feels like, what is he doing at UM? Is he like, he's in that marine biology program? Feels like he's going and tagging sharks.
Right, that seems like what he should be doing, right? Out in the ocean, when I turn on Animal Planet, Lou Hedley is going to be leading the crew out in the ocean.
When I was at Barry University, and we had people in the scuba program. I'm like, "What's your major? Scuba." I'm like, "Come again?" And this is a broadcast major saying that. I'm like, "Really? Scuba?" What is the end game when you're a scuba major? Like, are you just looking to own a corner store in Key West? And do you need a degree in that?
Point for Tobin.
It's not. And by the way, I love underwater excursion. I just don't understand why you need to major in it. Like, it feels like, aren't you certified?
I'm wrapped off a ship.
Aren't you certified in 6 hours?
Underwater excursions.
Oh, I love
again,
it.
Yeah, that's look, going scuba diving is the same as going to the Grand Canyon.
I don't think it is.
Yeah, it is. You're going underwater to see rocks.
Back after this. All right, welcome back, people. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket. Sign up for the Rocket Mortgage 2021 Pro Football Pick'em. You turn your football picks into $10,000. Enter now by texting PICKS to 20357. That's PICKS to 20357. There's a $10,000 grand prize for the user with the highest score at the end of the regular season, and $1,000 weekly prize winners based on that week's results. So you want to get in there today. Of course, we have Thursday night football tonight with the Houston Texans taking on the Carolina Panthers. You into that one tonight, Leroy?
Who cares? I can't watch it.
Oh, me that's neither. Right. He had the NFL Network. How is this a thing? I still don't understand this.
I don't.
I'm on the same boat as Leroy, though. I don't get NFL Network.
You don't like? You guys don't pay for it, or you're not able to get it. Like that's
no. It used to just come with the standard like package
the standard thing, and you're just like, I'm not watching Andrew Siciliano the rest of the time, so I'm not doing this for three football games.
No,
I'm like, with you.
It's just stupid. You want like, I don't understand.
Just put it on
I don't
NBC.
Understand AT&T or whatever. Like, what the hell?
I don't understand either. Like, what is the bet? Like, does NFL Network get a great boost out of having exclusive games for three, four weeks? Because I feel like you'd want to make your TV partners happy, and like, I feel like that would get them more money. I don't really understand the logic behind that.
Here's the problem. It works like that with all the professional sports channels, right? I mean, NBA TV puts playoff games on there.
Yeah, but it's always the bum ass ones, you know. Like,
but still,
like when the Magic make the playoffs or the Wizards,
and it's usually a first round game. So even if, like, right. say the Heat were on it, we would get it locally.
Remember
so.
How disrespectful it was? They were putting Giannis on NBA TV like the entire first round. Like they would never do that to LeBron James if LeBron was taking on the Magic. It would never happen. That's the attraction.
Right.
Like, and Giannis was getting just completely slapped in the face of, hey, you guys get the 1 o'clock games.
It was on tape delay.
It's terrible. Yeah, you might as well be on tape delay if you're on NBA TV.
But to do that with, you only have a select number of games. And with all of the different outlets showing football, you're almost hurting yourself showing these games on NFL Network.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. It's not an issue. Do you want me to fix the situation for you tonight?
I got it. If I really want to watch
Sam
Houston
Darnold.
And who do they play?
The Texans. Houston plays Carolina in Houston.
Houston and Carolina. Carolina's going to be 3-0, and everybody's going to go, what?
With, I think, who's their quarterback? Davy Mills? Is that who their quarterback is tonight?
Davis Mills.
Two last names.
Houston.
They're in Houston, and then Driscoll, I think, is their backup.
Wow, Driscoll. He's been out of college for, like, what, 17 years?
I think it might be the other Driscoll. Is it the Driscoll who went to FAU or the OG Driscoll?
I'm surprised that either one of them made the league.
I am too. Well, listen.
I think FAU Driscoll was better.
I think he was too. I think he was. I feel like OG OG Driscoll was too long ago.
Yeah, that was like almost 10 years ago.
Yeah, there's
are
no
they related.
Yeah, they got how many Driscolls?
Wait a minute, what are you talking about? That was a long time ago. Chad Henne got a Super Bowl ring.
That's a fair point. That's a fair
what
point.
What are you talking about? Quarterbacks, you can play backup for forever.
Let me see. Driscoll. Driscoll.
There's Jeff, and I don't know the other one.
Texans. Let's see. Meet Jeff Driscoll. Yeah, I think he is OG Driscoll.
See? Wow. You know what he's doing? He's doing his internship to be a coach.
Wow, Jeff Driscoll's only 28.
That's what the backup quarterback does.
I thought Jeff Driscoll was 38.
How old is he?
28.
No!
Yeah.
Dude, I thought he was like the same age as Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Huh. How about that?
How old is Chad Henne? Chad Henne's got to be 35, 36.
Oh, Chad Henne's got to be.
Chad Henne was drafted, what, 08? So, yeah.
Chad Henne is 36 years old. Just turned 36 this summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, Driscoll lost to Al Golden back in 2013.
Is that when the Canes went to FAU? Or when FAU came here?
Well, there was the Driscoll that they played in FAU. They beat him, but I'm talking about when Florida came down here in 2013.
Oh, so he's beating a family address. No, did they beat the fat quarterback from FAU? Sorry.
Oh,
that's rude.
Yeah, that dude. Woo!
Yeah, I thought they beat the guy. He was wearing like number 45 or something like that.
Yeah. If he wore a single digit, they wouldn't be able to see it.
Hefty Lefty?
Rest in peace.
No, that's the dude from Kentucky, right?
Yeah, Jared Lorenzen. He's no longer with us.
Yeah, he's a big
one. Very sad. Very sad. So, yeah. This is a Texans game tonight, and Deshaun Watson, they're on the roster making $10 million this year, just not playing football. Super weird.
It almost seems like everybody's just sitting back and nobody wants to do anything. And if they can just make it go away, they don't have to deal with the consequences. Like, the charges or the claims, if are true, is serious business. I'm not even trying to, it's terrible.
It's serious business, okay. Unless you're a Dolphins fan and you just lost 35-0. Then apparently you forget about it.
No,
all those morals went out the window.
but here's the deal, and here's why, I think I do have a problem, is that, we have a legal system that is in place, so people have an opportunity to defend themselves.
Yeah,
and right now these are all claims. There have been no. The police haven't charged him with anything.
Yeah, he's not ineligible to play.
But if he were to play, it would be like the worst. Like I don't understand, because look, this happens in everyday life. People get arrested. People get charged with stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get fired.
No, right? But I don't think the thing is, though, I don't think it's just that. I don't think he wants to play. I know we've gotten the situation, like, he's refusing to play.
Right. Side note.
Yeah.
That's a side note. But I'm talking about just from the basis of this.
The thing that I find weird is I don't understand why he's not on the commissioner's exempt list. And so the Houston Texans can, like, at least.
For what?
Another roster spot?
Here's what you have to be careful of. Okay. And this is for all the like this and again, I'm not trying to make light of anything. But here's what you have to be careful of. If an NFL steps in, puts him on a commissioner's list,
mm-hmm.
You think there's going to be anybody out there that been wronged by a professional athlete and just go and trump up charges?
Yeah, but this isn't really – I don't think in this case the exempt list wouldn't – it's not really a – punishment, because he doesn't lose money in that case. Like, it just in that area would give the Houston Texans more roster flexibility, so they can have an extra body. Like, he has to be on the active roster every week.
Right. I understand that, but that, like, am I the only one that just feels like weird about, I don't know how I should feel or how I shouldn't feel, because he hasn't been charged with anything. He hasn't been convicted of anything. He hasn't been, there's been no money changing hands. They haven't, it hasn't gone to court yet. He can't even be deposed until February.
Yeah.
Right? Or like, have we already determined that he's guilty?
I think in a lot of people's minds, people think that at least he's got some weird shady behavior behind him, because it's just so many people, and it's not like his attorneys have done a great job of saying he doesn't go about this behavior of getting a ton of masseuses. It's just like you've even said, that's a weird thing. To have that many people be touching your body.
It's not against the law to be weird, though.
But I don't know. Like, if this was a situation where it was a quarterback who was completely happy in their situation, would he be playing? I think that he would. I think it's that. He doesn't want to play for them. They also kind of want to protect their trade asset. They don't want him getting hurt. So I just think that it's one of those things where it's all wrapped into – hey, he's not playing. I don't think it's just right. He also has this stuff that really can't be settled till after the year anyway.
Right. I just think it's a weird thing. Like, even if the NFL would have came in and said, they're not going to come in here. The NFL's not going to do anything. And the Ray Rice situation is why. because they jumped the gun and it ended up being a lot worse, and they had to go back and do so. So they're kind of waiting on that, but this process is taking forever. Even if he wanted to play, would, you know, if you're the NFL, would you send a memo to other teams saying, here's the deal with Deshaun Watson, or do they already know? You know what I mean? To kind of clarify, you know, what is going on. Or let me ask you a question. Dolphins fans, whatever you feel, if the commissioner says, we're not going to do anything with Deshaun Watson until he gets his, you know, his say-so in court. Right now, the accusations, no charges have been filed. This is going to go until next year. This is our stance, and this will be our stance anywhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
If they were to do that and open the door for a team to maybe trade him and the Dolphins said, yeah, we're in, would you be okay with that?
No. Too many.
Why?
Because you're rolling the dice too much on the legal situation. Like, just because the NFL takes their hands off it now doesn't mean that they can't come back if something more embarrassing or more scandalous comes out.
You know? I got you. Like, I look, I wouldn't sign him under these conditions because there's too much uncertainty. But it almost seems like, regardless of how this ends up, there's a lot of teams that wouldn't sign him.
I definitely think that Deshaun Watson, like, I don't think this is going to end Deshaun Watson's career. Like, I think he's going to end up playing football again. There's been people who have done heinous stuff that have gotten other chances in football. I just don't understand, like, because of the
position. But why are you making it about football? Heinous things have gotten second opportunities in life. That's just the world we live in.
Because we're just talking about football.
That's
the only reason. But my point of bringing it back to football is he happens to play a position that is associated as, like, the face of the franchise. It's not like just signing Greg Hardy another chance. He's like, you know, he's okay, you could be fine with Greg Hardy not doing commercials for your team, whatever. You know, like, it's every Dolphins thing you see this year, it's Tua. It's Tua this, Tua that, Tua this. Like, you know, same thing I imagine in LA with Justin Herbert. Same thing I imagine with Cincinnati and Joe Burrow. It's just like, you're not just trading for a guy because he's amazingly talented, but yeah, it is associated with, hey, this is now. Do I think it would probably, like, would it probably die down? Yeah, probably would eventually. I guess
winning.
Yeah, especially if they start winning, will it be Dolphin fans who are, you know, squeamish about it then, and then they'll put it aside? Maybe, I don't know. But for right now, I don't know how much, with that much up in the air, where it's not even stuff that's in the NFL's control, how you could even make that move.
Right. Now.
And you know he wants to be here too, by the way. Like, yeah. I mean, that's been very clear.
Which brings us to our next topic.
Well, save it.
We'll do it after the break, yeah, but I want to just throw it out there.
Okay. You can save it. You can save it. We'll take a break. Our ribs coming up next.